Shabbat Shalom. I don't know about you, but in my house, we have a tendency to overthink things. Not just big decisions, but really anything. So in my house, what brand of milk we should buy is the subject of a great, complicated, and involved discussion. And I suspect that I'm not alone. Perhaps in response to our tendency to overanalyze things, Rabbi Abraham Joshua Heschel writes that Judaism requires that we take a leap of action, not a leap of thought. In other words, while we certainly should think things over, ultimately, sometimes we just need to go for it. 7 years ago, I took a leap of action when I moved here to serve as the rabbi, one of the rabbis at Sinai Temple. I was newly ordained. I was really young. I was single. I was unattached. And I was looking for a challenge, a synagogue that would force me to become the best rabbi that I was capable of becoming. There were other jobs, there were easier jobs, but something told me that this was the right move. So I did as Heschel taught. I took a leap of action. And not once during these past 7 years have I regretted that. It was the best decision of my life. Of course, there were the professional benefits, and working with David Wolpe is no small benefit, and I'll talk a little bit more about that later. But here at Sinai, my adult life began to take shape. I met Deborah, we got married, we had Heschel, and now Lev. 7 years ago, I took a leap of action. I took a leap, and my landing was cushioned with blessing. And now, 7 years later, it's time to take another leap. As you know, in just a few weeks, we're moving to Miami, where I will serve as the rabbi of Bet Shira, a 500-family congregation. For 7 years, I watched and was so impressed with so many of you who remain firmly committed to staying close to your extended families. You helped teach me how important that was, having family close by. With my children's grandparents all in driving distance from Miami, this is without a doubt a great move for us. And professionally, it's an opportunity for me to take everything that I've learned here at Sinai, from Rabbi Wolpe, from the staff, from the lay leaders, from you. It's an opportunity to take all of that and to lead in the building of the Beit Shira community. When I look at Beit Shira, I see a community, a synagogue brimming with potential, a synagogue that's ready to take a leap of action. And I pray to God, while knowing in my soul that I am the rabbi that can lead them because of everything that I learned from you. This whole idea of taking a leap of action, it's the moral of this week's parsha. The scouts who are sent on a reconnaissance mission into the Holy Land, into the Promised Land, are told to report back to the people everything that they see, and they give an absolutely accurate report. Everything they say about the land is true. Their sin, and the reason that we were left to wander in the wilderness for 40 years, is not because they lied, but rather because they were afraid to take a leap of action. They became overwhelmed by all that was in front of them. So they said, oh, settling in the land is going to be too difficult. It's going to be too tough. We can't do it. But two of the scouts who were sent into the land, Joshua and Caleb, they weren't to be dissuaded. They saw blessing in the land. And they say before the entire nation, the land that we traveled is incredible. Ha'aretz asher avarnu v'ala torota, tova ha'aretz ma'od ma'od. Tova ha'aretz ma'od ma'od. The land we traveled is exceedingly good. It is incredible. When I read the Torah portion, this phrase stuck with me. Tova ha'aretz ma'od ma'od. For the land that I have traveled these past 7 years, this synagogue is exceedingly good. And in the spirit of Caleb and Joshua, and their ability to see all the blessings of the land, here's what I see. What makes Sinai Temple Tova ha'aretz ma'od ma'od? What makes Sinai Temple an exceptional and blessed community? First, when we sing L'dor V'dor, we mean it. Every Shabbat during the Musaf service, when everyone puts their arms around each other, family and friends come together, it is without doubt the highlight, the high point of our service. To see family and friends warmly embracing one another is a beautiful moment. But beyond the emotion is a true commitment to the prayer. L'dor v'dor nagid godlecha. From generation to generation, we will proclaim God's greatness. And that is to say that our religious obligations extend beyond ourselves. The religious community that we create for ourselves is important, but perhaps what's even more important is what we do to ensure that that community is present for the next generation. And for 7 years, I've seen a community that lives L'dor V'dor. A community committed to ensuring that in 20 years, in 30 years, these pews will still be filled, that we'll still be holding each other, and we'll still be singing. Sinai lives L'dor V'dor with Friday Night Live, Atid, Dor Chadash, Sinai Akiba, and our spectacular religious school, and so much more. This community ensures that, yes, L'dor V'dor Nagid Godlecha, the next generation of Jews will be here to celebrate, to live Jewishly, and to bless. And because of this, Sinai is special. We are Tova Ha'aretz Ma'od Ma'od. Something else that sets Sinai apart, that makes me so proud to be a rabbi here, is that this talk this morning didn't need to be about Gaza and the flotilla. Right now across the country, rabbis are encouraging their congregants to support Israel. Rabbis are convincing their congregants that Israel is held to a ridiculous standard by a largely hypocritical international community. And rabbis are reminding their communities of common sense, that common sense dictates when a terrorist organization openly and proudly declares their intent to destroy you, you do whatever is necessary to keep weapons out of their hands, and that includes a naval blockade. But I don't need to spend this morning telling you that. I don't need to encourage you to support Israel, and I don't need to convince you that Israel is treated unfairly in the world. And I don't need to remind you that setting up a naval blockade over Gaza is common sense. I don't need to tell you any of this, because you already know it. This community at Sinai Temple is unwavering in its support of Israel. Over these past 7 years, I witnessed Rabbi Wolpe raise $1 million in one day for Israel. I saw us buy ambulances and fire trucks for Israel. I witnessed the birth of our Israel Center. I saw us advocate for Israel, and I watched us travel to Israel in friendship and in support. And that I have personally been able to take close to 100 of you to Israel is a great source of pride in my rabbinate. And to observe this community's total commitment and love of Israel warms my soul. Because time and time again, we as a community have supported Israel. I know it will happen again. And because we stand with Israel, even in the darkest of times, for all of this, we are Tova Haaretz Ma'od Ma'od. We are an exceptional community. Sinai is also an exceptional community because of its leadership. There is no finer rabbi in the entire world than David Wolpe. During our centennial scholar in residence weekend, Elie Wiesel challenged us to think higher and to feel deeper. And every day we are able to meet that challenge because of Rabbi David Wolpe. Personally, I will be forever grateful to Rabbi Wolpe, my colleague, my mentor, my friend. I wouldn't be here today if it wasn't for you. Thank you. Because of our leader, Rabbi Wolpe, Tova Haaretz Ma'od Ma'od, because of our leader, we are blessed. And lastly, we are an exceptional community because of all of you. For 7 years, every week, I stood before you in awe. I stood in awe for what you overcame to get here, be it the Nazis, the communists, the Ayatollah. I stood in awe for what you do in the world, creating businesses, philanthropy, social services, entertainment, academics, medicine, and law. And I stood in awe for how you take what you learn in here and apply it to your lives out there. For these reasons, I am in awe of you. And I am also grateful for you because of how you treat your clergy, how you welcome us into your lives during the most intimate of times, both happy and sad, and how you are there for us when we need you. Over the past 7 years, your rabbis have had some struggles with health. And you were always there with whatever was needed, prayers, private jets, medical help, financial assistance, food, friendship, anything we needed, you gave. And during our celebrations, our smachot, our joy became yours. Because you cared. B'nai mitzvah, weddings, babies, through it all you celebrated with us, and you did it with full hearts. For me personally, you welcomed me and then Deborah to Sinai with open arms. You were there for us when we became husband and wife, and then when we became mom and dad. Whatever we needed, we always had. We were never neglected. We were always loved. I am forever grateful. Because of all of you, our community, Tova Haaretz Ma'od Ma'od. For these past 7 years, it has been an absolute honor to serve this community, a community tova ma'od ma'od. Unfortunately, when Caleb and Joshua saw the blessing, when they scouted the land, their voices were drowned out in a sea of negativity and pessimism. But please know that wherever my rabbinate will take me, my voice will remain strong. I will always say, Sinai Temple, Tova Ma'od Ma'od. I will always be grateful, and I will always love this community. As you have been a blessing in my life for these past 7 years, allow me to offer one final blessing for you. May you continue to be a community of Tova Ma'od Ma'od. May you continue to live always by leaping into action. And may you continue to bless all your leaders as greatly as you have blessed me. Thank you, and Shabbat Shalom.